about. Dude, we're not doing this. Like, you're not just going to be laying around this house all day. You're going to go do something.
And I was like, what? What am I supposed to do?
Go where people is doing it.
Where people doing it?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Walk me through this. We can't make our boxes in China because Yao has threatened every manufacturer in the country.
That's right.
We can't afford Bangladesh because the workers have unionized.
Sadly, correct.
And we can't use our place in Laos because one person gets her scalp ripped off and suddenly everyone's screaming regulations.
Yes.
You know, you hear a lot of chatter about the growth of the global economy, but no one wants to talk about the downside.
As happy as this news makes us, Albert, we can't put this on the radio.
And now.
I'm excited to get started. What about y'all?
Our feature presentation.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is.
But also, you guys are posting videos like, oh, we're rehearsing for the weenie roast. And we're like,
It must be, you know, infallible word of God.
So you guys are Blink 182.
Or, you know, and terrorists.
What are you doing? Like, but then it occurred to us.
You know, situations or UFOs.
Oh, I guess bands really rehearse for different festivals and different...
It's unidentified.
...situations, which we just thought, okay, you do...
It must be alien. You go, no.
The same old thing every time.
It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
Well said.
I was going to say that I would listen to that show, but then it occurred to me I do listen to
you
that
did,
show.
You did, yeah. So.
You guys are mad. What did I say yesterday? I said you're a treasure.
Thank you,
a treasure.
Really
that's
sweet.
A masterpiece.
But you mean that as a positive, right?
Absolutely as
okay.
a positive.
Yeah, that's why I took it.
Okay. And DJ Omar Khan with his continued
sure.
outstanding work.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful as well.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBee Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 16th of May.
Before I get into the thing, I have to ask, Allie, mm-hmm. I got the sense from your Instagram yesterday that there has been a breakthrough, some detente with you and your birds.
A detente?
Yeah. Did you guys come to some sort of an arrangement?
So I got the decoy owl.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't work at all.
What's your backup for folks who maybe don't know what you've been struggling with in your neighborhood?
Just birds. Basically 24/7. And it sounds like I live in an aviary. And I'm not kidding. That's them. With how loud they are. From the minute I'm up until I go to bed and I have on a sound machine... Earplugs.
I'm telling you, that would drive me crazy in a day.
It's not great. It is not great. So people had said, oh, get an owl decoy, and that'll scare away the birds. And then other people had warned me, no, the birds will look at that owl decoy and poop on it, and they will mock you. Well, my birds have pooped on it and mocked me.
All right.
They might as well have pooped on me.
Well, why do they even make the owl decoy if it doesn't work for the birds?
Just for the record, very different if it poops on you.
It is
just very
different.
Know it's very
yeah,
different.
Okay. That is very different.
All right.
Well, then people were saying, you know, the owl decoy is just for pigeons. Well, no, I didn't know that, and no one had mentioned that before. So I came to terms yesterday. Is that
shotgun?
what my debutante, what did I do?
Your detente.
Detente, sure. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Kevin would have gone the BB gun route, and that concerns me.
Probably, but what are the chances you're going to hit a bird with a BB
right.
just scared away?
Yeah,
so
and then you hit a neighbor's window. It's just a bad
occasionally
situation.
Occasionally that can happen, right?
Yeah. So I just came to terms with it yesterday, and we live here together.
You gave up.
Yeah. You're God's creature. I'm God's creature. We're going to be fine.
Okay.
We're going to be okay.
So what about that? What about when...
I hate it so much.
What about this?
I hate it so
much. So you just decided that you can't do anything about it. You're just going to deal with it, it sounds like. Rather than fight it.
Yeah, people were like, oh, get double-paned windows. All right, money bags. Let me just redo my whole place. Come on. I was legit getting mad at everyone that said, hey, what about this?
Do you have earplugs?
I do,
but
I wear them at
Stop
night
playing
sometimes.
That noise. It's driving me crazy now.
It's not me. It's coming from Allie's house.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But I just don't like sleeping with earplugs because then you turn your head and you feel it and you're like, eh.
What do you like?
Please stop it. This is the only time I'm away from it being.
And you want to be able to watch TV and talk on the phone and do other things that maybe are easier without earplugs.
There are times that I turn up the television to the point where I think, my neighbors have to hear this over the birds, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
maybe
bad.
They're just as happy. Maybe you're doing them a favor as well.
Just hearing the TV.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you fought the birds and the birds won.
Yeah. But thanks for asking.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The other thing I had for you, Allie, is I want to know how Yenny versus Laurel played out in your timeline yesterday. Kevin, you're aware of the controversy, the new controversy that's ripping the nation apart?
I know nothing of those two words.
Oh. Okay.
This is, you remember, Kevin, a couple years ago, the dress. Everybody was looking at the dress.
Oh, sure.
Blue dress.
Blue or purple or whatever.
White or whatever
Stripe.
It was, yeah. This is would you say this is the biggest controversy online since then, Allie?
For sure. 100%.
Okay, so how did it play out in real time for you?
Well, for me, I was like, who's this Yanny? Why are what? And Laurel, I was thinking, How to Get Away with Murder. Maybe it's a new, it's new on ABC.
Right.
Maybe they're coming back mm-hmm. with something mm-hmm. big with Laurel's plotline. And then I thought, no one cares about Laurel as much as me. And then I looked into it, and it's just a quick little video. You press mm-hmm. it. Do you hear Yanny or do you hear Laurel? And I clicked it, and I'm like, well, obviously you hear Yanny. What's wrong with you people? And then people were like, no, it's Laurel. What is wrong with you?
Those are very different sounds.
Yes, they are. And then people started fighting. And I will tell you, I woke up this morning and I heard something else.
What? Oh, no.
Yes, I was Team Yanny, 100%. Woke up this morning, clicked on it. And I'm like, oh, now it's Laurel.
Whoa.
What's happening?
Here's another great analogy, Kevin. Right. That's like you're fighting for the South, and one morning you just wake up and switch uniforms, and now you're fighting for the North.
Right?
Exactly it.
The Civil War.
That's a good call.
Well,
I have it if you want. Can I play it, and then we can just decide?
Yeah, you decide.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Laurel.
Well, that's Yanny.
Laurel.
Okay.
That's Yanny.
That's 100% Laurel.
It's only Laurel.
Are you
Laurel.
Kidding? That's all Yanny right
Laurel
there.
It's Laurel alone.
There's no Yanny at all.
It's not even a mixture.
Play it again.
All right.
Laurel. Laurel.
Yanny. Yeah. Yanny.
No, it's all Laurel.
Is this
that's
a joke?
All Yanny.
Wait, is this all a joke?
I thought it was a joke because I thought the Laurel people were all on an email chain like, let's F with all these Yannies.
And the Yanny people were like, the Laurel people were like, oh, the only reason you hear Yanny is because you're just trying to get attention. That's what they were saying.
That's Yanny right there.
Let's try and hear Yanny. Let's play it again. Okay. Let's listen and try our best.
You mean when it says Yanny?
Yeah, let's try and hear Yanny. That. Sure.
Laurel. Laurel.
Are you kidding?
There's no Y. There's no N. There are no letters whatsoever that could make that anything other than Laurel.
Literally saying Yanny.
It's no. 90.
Is that helpful?
It's 101% Laurel. There's not
okay.
even. There's
Does
not
anyone
even a hint.
Else in here think it says Yanny?
There's not even a hint of Yanny.
Dave, I will say the first time I listened to it yesterday, I did hear Yanny, uh-huh. and then when I replayed it again, I heard Laurel.
What's
and now
happening?
I can hear nothing but Laurel.
Okay, Dave, Christine,
Yanny.
Ruben, what?
Yanny.
Oh, I'm on the wrong side.
Laurel. Yeah, you're on the wrong side of history. Yeah,
you got Dave on your side. You
what
want
about
to reconsider?
Muggs and Ruben.
Not here yet.
Dude, I hear Laurel so hard, I don't even know what to say.
Right, it's an absurd thing.
Well, because it is, Laurel, because that's the only right
it's
answer.
Yanny.
Anyone who doesn't hear Laurel is deaf. Maybe you've had too many birds in your neighborhood, yeah, Allie, and you've gone deaf.
True.
I don't know. Well,
was that dress thing when everybody was seeing different things, was that a colorblind issue?
No.
Like, was there an explanation why some people thought one way and some the other?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was.
But that dress was gold and white. We can all agree on that.
Don't care about that dress. But I'm just saying, I wonder how this works.
I would not have brought this up to split the nation further. The last thing we need is more division. The reason I brought it up today is to tell you the reason why some people hear Yanny and some people hear Laurel.
Oh, you have the answer.
We're both right.
Okay.
But who's more right?
We're both right. It all depends on your hearing and the frequency of your hearing. If you have more upper range hearing, if you can hear things at a higher frequency, you, for instance, Allie, mm-hmm. than Kevin and Bean do, you're going to hear Yanny.
Okay.
But if what the scientists have done is they've gone and they've started changing, you know, like with a fader, they've started moving the bass and moving the treble and everything like that. It's just a quality of the recording, and you hear it exactly the way you hear it based on what's available to you to hear in your ears. And
out of science problems?
And we hear we'll have to ask Bill Nye, by the way, to decide this later today. And we hear everything that we're able to hear. So for instance, here we go. I got a clip to play here too. Right. The people who hear it have more sensitive hearing in those far upper ranges, the Yanny people, than the people who hear Laurel. To illustrate this, this is on spin.com if you want to play along at home. We slightly pitch down the original clip by about a minor third for any interested musicians, which is enough to bring the Yanny frequencies down to the audible range for all the Laurel people on the staff.
Right.
So here's what it sounds like just pitched down. This is the exact same clip. They've just tweaked it a little bit. All right?
Yanny. Yanny.
Still Yanny.
It is Yanny.
Yeah, it's 100% Yanny.
Oh, okay.
Now,
we all hear you, but that's the exact same clip. They've just fiddled with the bass and the treble.
How
okay?
do you know, B?
Well, because that's what the thing is about.
Fake news.
All right, so here is the other way. This is turning down the treble and turning up the bass. And Allie, this should be your opportunity to hear Laurel, okay? Because now they've tweaked it to the specifications of your hearing.
Laurel. Laurel.
Are you hearing Laurel now?
Yeah, absolutely, Laurel.
Same clip.
Doubt
different. Different freak. Well,
doubt it. Agree to disagree.
But it's true, though. It's the same clip, and they've just adjusted the frequencies based on how much we can hear.
It's not true.
So it also adds, don't worry too much about the state of your hearing if you're a Laurel person, like most of us are. Variations in high-frequency perception are normal between person to person. Women, in general, are better at it than men.
That's true of everything.
But it tapers off with age in all people. So there you go. So mystery solved, you guys. It's not one or the other. It's both based on the high-frequency hearing that you can do with your own ears.
So it's Laurel.
It's Yanny.
It's both.
Laurel.
So who feels better now?
I'm confused.
Mystery solved.
Okay.
We're bringing people together.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Does anybody have any Imodium? It's an emergency for Kevin.
Oh, no. Again.
On the program today, we are going to talk to Clark Gregg.
Oh, I love him so much.
Same. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the season finale is this Friday night.
And it just got renewed for season 6,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did.
That's fantastic.
Very excited about that. Bill Nye saves the world. Bill Nye the Science Guy will be here. Maybe he could explain to us that, what Bean just tried to explain to us.
Well, I did say that a minute ago.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm saying maybe he will.
Okay.
We could ask him when he comes in is my point.
Hey, you know, did you hear Bill Nye's on the show today?
Yanny. New way to get a car. I've come up with a new car.
It's not so much legal as it is stealing.
RJ Bell, we're going to talk about legalized gambling. And we've got Solo, a Star Wars movie, IMAX advanced screening tickets.
Laurel. Yeah,
it's just all, Laurel. That's all
that's
it
a,
is.
That's all Laurel.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening.
Laurel.
You heard Yanny that time, right?
Straight Laurel. Ugh.
Warped One writes in on the Kevin Bean Twitter account, at Kevin Bean. I heard Yanny with the road noise while I was driving, but as soon as I stopped at the light, all I could hear was Laurel. So, there
that
you
guy's
go.
Guy's just trying to play both sides of the fence. Do you play both sides?
Sure, why not?
Close enough.
Our friend Drewish Princess writes in, I only heard Yanny the entire time. What does that mean? Too much loud music? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know
Maybe
because so. I assume my hearing might be a little lessened by that, by listening
yeah,
to
I
so much
if,
loud music.
If you hear Yanny, that means you have better hearing because you can hear higher frequencies that you guys can't.
I think that's exactly right. Yes. I think you are better than we are.
Laurel.
I'm sorry, Bean, you were cut off there. You said what?
I said, hey, will you look at the time already? 5:55, time for our first look at what's happening for a Wednesday.
In case you missed it yesterday, there will be an official Beastie Boys memoir this fall. Ad Rock, Mike D. They signed a publishing deal with Random House, and now a 592-page book is just about done. Beastie Boys book has contributions from Amy Poehler, Wes Anderson, Spike Lee, and others, as well as mixtape playlists, a graphic novel, a map of important Beastie spots in New York City, and more. You can pre-order now and it will be out on October 30th.
Yeah!
Right?
$50, by the way. $50 for that book.
The 592 pages.
Yeah, it's a big book, but I'm just saying.
It's too many pages.
It's a lot of money for a book. Yeah, it's too... Kevin needs a... he needs a paperback version.
You need Beastie Boys for Dummies.
You need the Spark Notes.
See you around.
Aw, see you around. We got to have him on, right?
Right.
Talk about the book.
Ask him about Yanny and Laurel.
I bet he hears Laurel.
Mom busted in and said, "What's that noise?" "Oh, Mom, you're just jealous. It's them."
What are the Beastie Boys?
That was just a sound clip. Oh, you're not in the
I
game.
I thought I was on Jeopardy. Nope. Oh, crap. That was fun for a second. So the Music of Prince is going on tour with an orchestra. It's called For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince. It's going to feature a live band and singers who will perform Prince's music backed by classical musicians. And Questlove of the Roots is putting together the set list and the orchestral arrangements. So far, only September dates with no LA date yet. But also, the concert's going to feature some videos and photos provided by Prince's estate. I could see that. No? You're not into it?
I mean,
do I want to go to a Prince concert without Prince? No.
I mean, it sounds like it might be cool.
Right.
Not having the ability to see Prince anymore. Mm-hmm. But would you take a night and go see that? Would you do that?
I would.
Say no.
It did used to be when people died, they stopped touring.
Sure.
Right.
But not anymore.
Right.
Now, what if that were on the same night as the Roy Orbison hologram tour? Then what?
Oh, my gosh. Is there a Roy Orbison hologram tour?
What's on TV is that happening too. My question.
No. Just Roy? Not like traveling Wilburys with Roy?
No. Just Roy.
Actually, that is absolutely incorrect.
I mean, that disagrees.
Who's alive from the traveling Wilburys?
Jeff Lynne.
Okay.
And Bob Dylan.
Okay. Good times, everybody. Good times.
Laurel.
Wait, I heard Laurel that time.
No, you didn't.
What's happening?
You can't have...
I just heard Laurel that time.
What you hear.
I just heard Laurel that time.
But if Bean's right, it's scientifically, it's what you're hearing. That doesn't change in the last 5 minutes.
Play it again.
It's a trap!
Laurel.
What did you hear?
Laurel.
What?
What's going on, you guys?
This makes no sense.
I don't like this.
It doesn't.
I don't like this at all.
Let's agree to never speak of it again.
Okay, that sounds good. Can you hear it? At the beginning of the segment, I heard Yanny.
Right, but none of us did.
Just then, I heard Laurel.
But I would assume that it would stay the same for everybody.
Yeah, me too.
Scientifically.
Are you playing a different one?
No.
Hold on, turn down the bed, too, and see if that changes.
Okay, turn down the bed.
Laurel.
No, it's still Laurel.
Laurel.
Oh, crap.
What is happening?
I don't like anything. Let's
so now Dave stands alone.
That's what happened. Allie just decided she needed to bail on that position.
Maybe
since
he
Dave's
heard
there.
Laurel just then.
He wouldn't admit it if he did.
You're right. He wants to be alone. Some birthdays for you. Megan Fox, Janet Jackson, Pierce Brosnan, DJ Alex Paul from the Chainsmokers, David Boreanaz. That's a hard name. People like me. Danny Trejo, Tori Spelling, Krist Novoselic.
Close.
Novoselic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some Nirvana news coming up, by the way.
Okay.
And,
Tour?
Why the hell not?
Jason Wee Man Acuna. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39.
Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel.
Guys, listen to this. Iggy Pop, Tenacious D, Garbage, Greta Van Fleet, Silver Sun Pickups, Billy Idol, and more, including the curators of Cal Jam 18, our friends Foo Fighters. It's happening at the Glen Helen Regional Park and Festival Grounds on October 8th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but you can win them this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tell us how, Kevin.
I have October 6th. Am I...
You are correct, sir.
Okay, October 6th.
You are correct, sir.
In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to play a song by Foo Fighters. When we do, be caller 20. Sometime between 7 and 8, we'll play Foo Fighters. And when we do, be caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067.
That sounds impossibly easy.
It is 6:53.
Foo Fighters tickets for you for Cal Jam 18. If you're caller 20, anytime we play a Foo Fighters song in the 7 o'clock hour, plus the great Bill Nye will stop by to save the world. And Kevin tried to steal another car.
Define steal.
All of that coming up first. Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
You know, I was thinking about this last night, the whole Yanny-Laurel argument. And then thinking back to the whole blue-black dress versus gold-white dress. Mm-hmm. Remember when that's all we really had to argue about on social media? Those were
the good old days.
Good old days. And I don't hate that people are so up in arms today, still, about being wrong thinking it's Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
I mean, it's only Laurel is what you meant to say.
Yanny. Yanny.
Were you not hearing the clip I just played?
Yeah.
Laurel. Laurel.
That's only 101% Laurel.
Huh.
And you know, Kevin likes to disagree with me. So if he's saying it,
that's very true.
Then he must really believe it.
All right. All right.
You know how much I hate to agree with B.
For years. All right, you guys. Moving on. Chris Cornell's widow, Vicki Cornell, announced that fans will have a chance to pay tribute to her late husband at a public vigil this Friday in L.A. She tweeted that Chris was loved so much by so many. The children and I are so grateful to all of you for being by our sides throughout all of this. Your love has created a close-knit community, more like a family to grieve with, to provide support, and to help us heal. We could not have gotten through the last 12 months without you. We want to open this up to you, our extended family, and invite you to join us on this day of prayer and remembrance to pay our respects together. So the public vigil will take place at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Friday at 7 p.m. So that'll be nice for people to be able to get together and maybe share memories of shows that they saw, that type mm-hmm. of thing. That'll be nice.
That will be nice.
You guys, viewers, more than a little upset about the demise of Kiefer Sutherland's show Designated Survivor on ABC, may have some good news.
Oh, good. I love that show.
Deadline reports that the show's producer is shopping the series around to other markets and that Netflix is in talks to pick up the political thriller. However, that could be a potential problem since Hulu has the streaming video on demand rights for the first two seasons.
Mm.
So they might have to work something out. But I read yesterday on The Hollywood Reporter that in two seasons, they had four showrunners. So if it goes to a third season, they'd be on their fifth showrunner. That's why ABC, they said, we just aren't comfortable with where the show is going. They can't figure out how to keep a showrunner.
By the way, it also describes some of why it seems to be so erratic.
All over the place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for three or four episodes, it's great, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. there's a hard left, and you go, yeah. What's happening?
Right, that's probably when they were like, is that guy going to show up today? What's happening? Bring in the next showrunner. So, yeah, interesting news for sure. And Alec Baldwin will be anchoring a celebrity interview show Sunday nights, 10 p.m., ABC beginning this fall. Variety reports the Alec Baldwin show will be an offshoot of his podcast, Here's the Thing. His first of four shows taped so far have featured Jerry Seinfeld and Kate McKinnon.
Hmm.
Those two are likable.
Mm-hmm. I know this is something he's been wanting to do for a long time, and I've heard every episode of his podcast because he gets tremendous guests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a particularly outstanding interviewer. What
right.
do you guys think?
I've not heard any of those, but I'm not impressed by him except for his acting. His acting,
right.
I think, is great.
Yeah,
but everything
great
else,
actor.
Great actor, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else
great
is
actor.
Average.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by him.
Even
as
his
a,
Trump
as
impression?
A human?
Is average?
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people have problems with some of his personal behavior as well.
Yeah,
so.
He's, I mean, a huge dick. So,
so that's what you're saying.
I mean, so you can watch that on Sunday nights. On
well,
ABC.
There's no other way to see celebrities be interviewed, so I guess we'll
right,
have to.
Right, and God knows there's no good TV on Sunday nights. Oh, wait, only all the best TV on Sunday nights.
You know who's a great interviewer, though?
Who?
And I don't think people often, he doesn't spring
I mean,
to mind in the conversation.
It's fine. You don't have to.
Laurel.
Oh,
Laurel.
Oh.
Chris Hardwick.
Oh, sure.
Oh, he's
Chris
great.
Hardwick.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah, Chris listens to the people
exactly.
he's interviewing, which
exactly.
is...
And that is my complaint with Alec Baldwin, is I feel like he often has his next question in mind and really misses a lot of. Look, we're no experts here. We you know, certainly have our own faults doing interviews as well, but it's just kind of glaring when you see Alec do it.
Yeah. That was always my biggest thing with when I was on the news. People that had that next question locked and loaded. They weren't listening. The person said something so fun and funny, could have gone off on a whole other tangent, but you had that question and you were asking it next.
That's easier That's said than done, though.
Well,
it is.
Is it?
For some of us.
I mean, yes. Maybe
for me,
stay in the present.
Hmm?
What? See?
He was Shut your face hole, Kevin!
Yeah. Shut your face hole? Is that what it said?
It is.
Do it again.
Shut your face hole, Kevin!
Why is it so fast? Oh, I love it. Some birthdays for you. Wee Man. Nirvana bassist Krist Novoselic. Actress Tori Spelling, actor Danny Trejo, actor David Boreanaz, actor Pierce Brosnan, Janet Jackson. Thank you. What? Come on, guys. I can't. All with the and Megan Fox, and that's what's happening.
These are very treacherous waters that our next guest, Bill Nye, is walking through right now. Because on the one hand, he's got little Christine in the office there, who's about to burst.
Mm-hmm.
Her heart is so full with being in the same room as Bill Nye.
Right.
And then he's going to walk in here, and it's going to be knives out because Allie has been carrying a grudge against Bill Nye for years now. And there's a beef that has to be squashed as soon as Bill Nye gets in here.
Listen, the man was totally incorrect about Deflategate.
It happens.
It happens. All he has to do is come in, apologize. You know what, Allie? You can change the relative pressure of the ball by changing the temperature of the gas outside of the ball. Make it more stretchy, and you can change the pressure of the atmosphere outside the ball and the shape of the ball. Totally could have happened. Deflategate is not right. And then I'll be like, oh, my God, thank you, Bill Nye. And he'll be like, thank you, Allie.
I defer to Bill Nye on that one because it's a science topic. But you'll get the opportunity to confront him. So anyway, so he's got love on one side and war on the other. So it's to his credit that he even showed up here today is what I'm saying. With all the drama that's unfolding here in the studio. All right, Kevin, while I was out on leave, I understand that you got arrested and did some time in jail for armed robbery of a carjacking or something. What happened?
No, that didn't happen. This is actually, oddly enough, last week, Bean, while I was sick. Last week I was sick Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Tuesday night I went to get an IV to get more fluids in my body because I'd been throwing up like a crazy person.
Yeah.
For about 48 hours.
Yeah, you've already given us plenty of details about the voluminous vomit. Yes,
okay.
So we're fine. We got that.
But I mean, it wasn't just the upper spigot.
No, understood.
Oh, yeah. God.
You need more info on that.
Yeah. No, we got it.
Okay.
We got it.
So I called my doctor. I called my doctor. And I said,
so the sprinkler was hitting the whole yard.
Correct, yes.
Okay, understood.
So I call my doctor and I say, hey, is there some kind of a stopper or a plug that I can get? And he tells me what to get. So I get in my car and I feel very weak. You can already see I'm defending myself.
Mm-hmm. Can we just stop for 1 second and imagine, are you going to the hardware store? Like, where did the doctor send you to get a plug? What's happening here?
A figurative plug to stop things from happening.
Medicine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
And a plug if needed. I didn't care. I just needed it to stop. So I go to CBS Drugs, and I park, and I go inside, and I wander around, and I sort of forget why I'm there,
because
I was really sort of out of it. Again, already making an excuse. And
does anybody have any Imodium? It's an emergency for Kevin.
So I get what I'm looking for, and I walk out into the parking lot, and I get my car, and I sit back, and you know how sometimes do you have the electric seats, Bean?
Mm-hmm.
And you have it set on a setting, and sometimes when you turn off the car, it'll move forward. Does that happen to you?
I mean, I guess. Sometimes, yes. Yeah, sometimes it does shift a little, yeah.
Okay, so I get in my car, and my seat is a little more than that forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is weird. Why did my seat go forward?
Yeah.
Doesn't even make any sense. But then I just put my head back and I was like, okay, listen, all you got to do, get your seat back in the right position and just drive home and take all of the medicine you have at once and then hope things get better.
Sure.
So then I looked to the passenger seat and there was
a baby.
There was a bear.
It was a child seat.
No!
Oh, Allie was kidding!
There was a child seat, not in the passenger seat, but in the back right seat.
Oh, no.
And
Then I was thinking really slowly, clearly, mm-hmm. and then I was like,
you're fuzzy. You're all hopped up on stuff.
And I was like, wait, do I have a car seat? No.
Okay.
Okay. And I look around. There's like a brush in the front. I'm like, this isn't my car.
Okay.
And this has happened to me before.
A couple times.
What's up with that?
Right.
So I get in the car, and then as it sort of comes over me like, oh, you're not in your car, I feel like I'm a crook and I have to get out of the car immediately.
Sure.
I can't get out quick enough. And I forget my medicine, and then I have to go back in and get the medicine. I'm looking around the lot to see if anybody's seeing me.
Yeah, because the first thing they're going to think is you are trying to steal this car.
Right, and they're going to call the police.
Which is exactly what you'd think if you came out of a store and you saw somebody sitting in your car.
What if some dude's in my car?
Right.
I would go cry. That would drive me crazy.
Right, yeah, using your brush.
And car seat. So I got out of the car as quickly as I could, and I went and I got in my car, which was two cars over. Now, it was the same make and model.
Uh-huh.
It was a Ford Explorer.
Okay.
And it was also black.
Sure.
Does that get me off the hook?
No, it doesn't, but it does help. It does help.
It helps, right?
It's not like you got into a bright yellow Mustang or something like that. I mean, at least it was the same car. But it's weird to me in 2018 in the parking lot of a drugstore that person left their car unlocked.
Yeah.
That's how you were able to get into their car unlocked, which surprises me.
Yeah.
So I think they were asking for you, man.
That's on them. Wow.
It is kind of on them. But look, if you don't want somebody sitting in your lock your car.
I was thinking it was my bad.
No, you're in the right.
It is your bad.
No, Kevin's in the right. I got his back on this one.
Thank you. Now, this has happened to you guys, right?
Never.
Not once.
Allie?
No.
Once.
How about you? How many?
I think that makes four.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, my gosh.
Kevin.
We remember the valet. We remember the valet.
But in my defense, the valet gave me the keys and said, this is your car.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Right. And I had bought it the day before, so I was like, all right. I don't know what I bought.
I'll give you a little bit of pass for that one.
Okay. So that's two.
What about the other ones?
They were further back, but I just remember I can't get the feeling out of my head of somebody's going to think I'm trying to steal this car,
right.
And then B, what the F is wrong with me?
How many Ubers would you say you've gotten
in?
Okay, that weren't
yours. Just in the last month, though, Kevin.
Weren't even Uber cars.
Two cars that I thought were my Uber, and I opened the back door, and I said, Uber?
Mm-hmm.
And one guy said no, so I didn't get in. And then another girl didn't say anything, so I started getting in, and she tore out.
Yeah.
So this seems to be happening more than for most. But do you have friends who have done it?
Nope.
None times. Mm-mm.
Bean?
Yeah, none times. Look, I'm just going to say again, in Kevin's defense, if you don't want Kevin in your car, don't open the door and don't ever unlock it.
I think that's good advice. All right, look, do we need to separate you two before we begin?
No, this could be a civil discussion. It doesn't have to resort to fisticuffs. We're
going
to be
fine. Didn't
start
that way.
I mean, he walked in bringing heat. I was ready to squash the beef.
Were you?
I was very willing
to accept. You were talking smack just before he came in.
To accept an apology
as
soon as he came in and say, Allie, I'm sorry. I spoke too soon about Deflategate. There are different extenuating circumstances that could have changed the PSI.
Hey, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy, is here.
Now, Allie, why have you been walking around with this chip on your shoulder about the great Bill Nye, who's done more for science and more for America than almost anyone I know?
Listen.
Wow.
Listen.
He doesn't know very many people, but
he does great things for science. He teaches us a lot. He teaches a lot of people science in a way that is super easy for them to understand. Mm-hmm. I think you make science accessible. I think that's great.
But
that's why the misstep with Deflategate.
What happened with Deflategate?
He basically did this video and said, essentially, the only way to change the PSI would be with this. And then he showed the needle, acting like that was the only way that the ball could have changed pressure.
Hmm.
The other way was that the trainer in the locker room was doing it. That was the other way.
Bill Nye.
So remember that. Keep in mind, everybody, the objective, open-minded viewer and rather listener, there's some of each here, that that video was made before the guy admitted that he would routinely deflate the balls.
And but so, not deflate. It was a matter
not
of...
Not inflate as much.
Okay, let's not.
Okay. Are you dehydrated?
Correct or incorrect. You're a Seattle fan.
Here's what's charming.
I'm sorry, what, Ellie?
He's a Seattle Seahawks
fan. Here's what's charming.
Okay, what's charming?
The team was cheating.
Uh-huh.
And it wouldn't matter. You say it's just a football game. It's fine. No, but billions of dollars slosh back and forth in betting on that game.
Correct.
So mm-hmm. then when you have a team that cheats as a matter of course, it's sort of not cool.
But if they cheat as a matter of course, don't you figure that into the betting?
Yeah, I guess
isn't
you
that
do.
No longer a variable?
The thing that was really compelling, though, was the fumble rate. Did you see that analysis?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's your thing, you know. Patriots.
He's already
he
exhausted.
Care.
Well, it's not just that. I mean,
because he knows he's right.
Well, do you
we
get
have
a
this
lot of
tradition
heat?
Right now of mm-hmm. somehow one's opinion mm-hmm. about pick a thing,
mm-hmm.
the flatness of the Earth,
right,
the human effect on the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like one's opinion is the same as science,
right.
And that's just not
does
a
it
good
hurt
way to
your
live.
Soul?
It's anti-enlightenment.
Does it hurt your soul as a guy who spent his entire life talking about science that now it seems like it's being perceived as subjective?
That's for you. It
must
breaking
crush
my heart.
It just must crush you.
It's crushing my smokes, as we say in the old parlance. Yeah, so you guys, the New English people are never going to get over this, and we'll move on.
All right.
Bill, what do you say? I'm sure you've handled
You're not getting an apology.
You've handled
no,
the
no,
flat.
You guys, here's what people didn't get, is you have to do this analysis in absolute terms. This, by absolute, I mean absolute temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
You can't – the ratio isn't Fahrenheit to Fahrenheit. It has. There's another scale called the Rankine scale.
Oh, sure.
And Roger.
Anyway, so
– I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
It's degrees Fahrenheit above absolute zero.
Oh, okay.
So absolute zero is when all molecular motion stops.
Obviously.
Well, but it's scientifically of great interest.
Uh-huh.
If you ever have been in a room that has an air conditioner, or if you've ever eaten food that was in a refrigerator.
Right.
It's important to do the calculations to design the thing in absolute temperatures. And so it's very easy to kind of forget that. So there was a Scottish guy named Rankine. They gave him a scale.
Are we still talking about New England and
yeah.
Deflategate? Okay.
So when you do that analysis, just using ideal gas law, PV equals NRT, you
sure.
got to use, the T's got to be an absolute temperature.
Come on, Kevin, keep up. It's pretty
well,
clear
it's
what's
that.
Happening here.
It's just that
P is greater than R plus T. Everyone gets
somebody
that.
Was deflating the balls.
I mean, there was that.
And that was nominally in a sense of reading English sentences, words against the rules.
I mean,
but
could
the
have
New
been the
English people just
the
cannot
ball.
Let
I
go.
I think we're going to have to side with Bill.
And we're going to have to move
so,
on.
All
too.
That aside, we started down something else. Yeah, one's opinion isn't the same as science. And
okay, but let me ask you this,
but
Bill.
It sort of feels like it's going that
right
way.
Now
it's
got
to
it
kill you.
Well, it won't last.
Okay.
Because you can't remain economically competitive if you ignore the science. This is to say, if you pretend. Well, I'll design my refrigerators without regard to absolute temperature scales. Your refrigerators won't work, and nobody will buy them, by
okay.
way of example.
So the truth wins out, ultimately.
Well, eventually.
Eventually,
yes.
Okay.
And, Bill predicts that when these young people, these kids today...
Did
these
you just refer to yourself as Bill?
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
I predict that when the young people come of age, these people who are, for example, and it was a tragedy, don't get me wrong, but you look at the young people who at Stoneman Douglas High School.
Mm-hmm.
When people like that start voting, things are going to change really fast. When young people outnumber the old people.
You saw them organize so quickly
really?
And make such a big difference.
So effectively, yes.
And that's only by example. All this anti-science thing will go away really fast.
I wanted to ask you something, Bill, because I am now in love with your Bill Nye Saves the World show on Netflix.
Oh, turn it up loud.
I love it. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe how great the segments were and how great your correspondents were. But
wow.
the one thing that I noticed
but
was...
But there's just
slow
just
it down a bit.
So
What's
many...
His name? Just
Bean?
No.
Michael Ian Black? I don't know who
like
you're trying
that.
To think of. Somebody on your show.
No.
Two words.
Columbo.
Columbo.
Peter Falk.
Just one more thing.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Here's my question for you, though. I noticed that the not just some, not just the occasional, but the majority of the scientists that you have on your program on the panel or making demonstrations are women.
Oh, I was, thought you were going to say hot, because a lot of them are super
attractive.
Oh,
a lot
of
them are very attractive also, but okay. That's not my point.
Yeah,
my
Bean
point,
wasn't going to bring that up.
My point is, though, is that representative of science in this country now that so many more women are going into the field than men?
Well, there's a lot of women scientists, especially young people. People who are half my age, because they're able to enter the workforce, and so science is so satisfying and happy.
And that's very different from when you were coming up, though, where there were very few women in the field, in the STEM fields,
right?
Well,
when I was in engineering school, there were very few women in my class, but those were the bad old days. No, yeah. It's good. So I say all the time, half the people are girls and women, so let's have half the engineers and scientists be women. What's the big deal? Bring it on. So half the doctors are women. I mean, let's go. Let's go. Let's get her done.
Yeah,
let's go.
I hear there's more women in medical school than men. I hear that's
Very reasonable. You know, women are outpacing men in college at graduation and so on. So we'll see. I remember. Let's go way back.
Bill remembers.
My great-grandmother.
Yes.
Well said. Great-grandmother marched in the suffragette parade in 1913.
Wow.
My mother marched in one of the Equal Rights Amendment parades in Washington in this hot, very hot summer. She said she threw her bra in the fire and burned it.
Nice.
By the time I got home, there was no evidence of that. But,
do you want to hear that from your mom?
It was important to her, and I remember very well her slamming the phone down and using the D word.
Whoa!
Which for my mother was quite a step because she could not get an American Express card, even though she, at that point, had a master's degree, because she was Mrs. Nye.
Wow.
Her credit didn't matter. It was only that she was married.
Wasn't
that
she
was
also
1973.
Like a Navy code breaker or something?
Yes,
wasn't
so another thing was, she went to Goucher College, which is back east, and it used to be in the city of Baltimore, and back when we had such things, it was the sister school to Johns Hopkins. Now it's co-ed. They let boys in. It's gone to hell. But
we've come a long way.
That's right.
And that's why we have a female president today, because of the progress that we've made.
So we won the popular vote.
Okay, yes. Hold it right there, Bill, because we got to take a quick break.
Bill, we're taking a break at this moment of moments. We're about to break the Nazi Enigma code, but no, let's pause for this message.
Bill Nye is here in studio with us.
He is a New York Times bestselling author many times over. And how many Emmys have your various TV shows won throughout the years, Bill?
Well, the old show won 19 Emmys. I won 7.
Okay. All right.
But I was the head writer, so we writers won.
Are you do you contribute to Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk? Are you part of that?
Yes. I'm a guest host person.
So you guys are not mortal enemies.
No, I go to his place for Thanksgiving.
He talks about it a lot on the show. He talks about him being his friend.
I only do that on Thanksgiving.
I just wondered if there was any kind of rivalry, because you two
Oh, there's a rivalry.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Because you're the bright lights of science right
That's
now.
That's right. So just to answer the next question, Neil could break me in half.
Let me scratch off that question.
He's a wrestler. He still lifts weights. However, I can
outrun him. Okay.
Were either of you invited to Dr. Stephen Hawking's funeral?
No, but we both met him. I wasn't. I don't. Neil may have been, but I met him back in 2005. I guess we gave him the Cosmos Award, and he was very cool. You know, he was very funny. He was very dry. It's this thing that we all wish we could do. He would not waste his words.
I think the level of science that he talked about was beyond the understanding of most of us. He left me confused every time I tried.
And well, I mean, when he says a brief history of time, what kind of sentence is that? It's brilliant.
I mean, I know that was his point, was to try to dumb it down for even.
No, he's trying to engage you. We don't like just
But dumb it down is what those of us that are on the other end of it.
No.
If he doesn't dumb it down, I can't grasp it.
Bill, the average person, I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's just me and I'm a dummy, will never understand a black hole, for instance.
You will.
I still don't know what that is.
Okay,
do
you accept that you and the Earth have mutual gravity, and that's why when you jump up, you come back down?
Certainly.
All right. Can you imagine that light is pure energy and gravity is somehow influences everything? And gravity, if you have enough of it, can make light bend. Can you imagine?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
If you have enough gravity.
I think I'm still with you here. Gravity can make light bend, okay?
Yes, if you have to have a lot of gravity. But if you do, light will its path will bend, will curve.
Okay.
All
right, now, a star glows because it's so massive. How massive is it? It crushes. its mutual gravity of its stuff crushes together with such force that the particles are fused very close together, and as they're fused, the forces that would keep them separate are released as pure energy, which we know is light and heat.
Okay.
So now imagine having so much stuff crushing together with so much that the light that would go and light and heat that would be emitted get bent right back into itself. Not even light can escape from a star that is so massive. We call it a black hole. A black hole is a star.
It is?
Yes, of massiveness.
Oh, massiveness.
Yes.
Is that a scientific term?
Star is a scientific term. So is massive. And I presume in English we make up words. Massiveness.
All right.
Is a noun.
I sort of followed that, Bill. Are there any scientific concepts that are real that other scientists understand that you don't?
Are you kidding? Struggle? The world is full of things I don't understand, especially when it gets into modern genetics. My goodness, these people rattle off their cytosine, adenine.
So there are people who talk way over your head.
Well, yes. Yes.
That's not an outrageous question.
Yes. No, I mean, if you're a specialist in fish ear bones, I mean, I don't know. You know, a friend of a guy I went to high school with is.
If I run into another specialist on fish ear bones.
No, but you can infer a lot about the water temperature and the fish diet by looking at their ear bones under a scanning electron microscope. I don't have to tell you.
Right.
What is the most, in your opinion, what is the most exciting or promising field of science now where they are really, really doing amazing things and you can't wait to see what happens next?
Two divergent, seemingly divergent fields. The first one is genetics. This acronym CRISPR, everybody's hot for, palindromic gene repeats. So this is where you're going to be able to tune your genes so that your offsprings are don't have genetic diseases that you might have been, your family might have been.
Ahead of conception, you can do that?
That's what people are anticipating, yeah.
Okay,
and
wow.
And then after conception, then you can induce the cells to all take on this new piece of DNA that doesn't have the defect. This would be astonishing. It may be routine.
Wow.
But where does it stop?
Well, nobody
then
knows
right now.
You're
just genetically modifying little humans.
People do that now, you know.
Well, I'm not talking like a sperm and an egg from different people. I'm saying you're taking specific traits that you find.
Well, that's almost certainly going to be the future. And if you don't believe me.
Why do you not like that, Ellie?
Because it's a creepy master race situation that I don't think we need.
Here's the thing. Have you ever known anybody who's colorblind?
Yes.
Was his life enriched by that?
Probably not.
Wouldn't it be better if he weren't colorblind?
Yes.
That's not the same as a master race of drone soldiers out to destroy the universe.
But is that possible?
just why would you do that? I was in an argument with a congressman. No joke, you guys. A congressman.
Same.
The other day about this idea where somebody's going to take drones, very inexpensive to produce, quadcopters, which by the way rely on extraordinary mathematics just to work. But once you get them working, you can reverse engineer. Anyway, so then you'd put explosives on these things. Facial recognition software flies around, finds you, and blows your head off. Okay. So the premise is, well, what if this master madman, Dr. No, James Bond villain, decided to build thousands of them and put them in MacArthur Park in L.A.
Right.
And wait for everybody to walk in and blow all their heads off one afternoon.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Why would the guy do that? What's in it for him?
Well, why do people go and shoot up a subway station or drive a car into a bunch of people on the street?
So that's what I asked him. Why doesn't everybody do that every day? It happens, but it happens way less than, let's say, a world war. It just happens way less than a nuclear weapon.
But I think people are just afraid of technology that could potentially kill a bunch of people getting into anybody's hands.
So,
I think.
Yes. So in the same way, we all agree that your neighbor cannot have even if he promises to be careful with it. He can't have even a small nuclear weapon.
Agreed.
We all agree on that.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah. Then we just have to learn to agree that there's a line to be drawn somewhere else, too, with respect to drones with explosives on them.
Right.
And
okay.
Yes, and you could even make an argument that we could draw a line on how big the rifle or a semi-automatic weapon your neighbor could have.
Take it easy now.
We could work
now
our way down.
Heresy.
We could work our way down. Your neighbor probably can have a sword, even a big sword, like Game of Thrones sword.
Sure.
And fireplace poker, for those of you of my age who watched Perry Mason or whatever. The guy is a fireplace
poker. Now you're talking my language.
But the nuclear weapon, even, say, whatever in English units, an 18-inch howitzer. He can't have that
either.
Yeah.
Right.
So we just got to find a place to draw the line. It's just that as people's quality of life improves, and I'm not kidding, as if you go to – I got a ride. You guys were talking about a car service recently. Mm-hmm. I got a ride from a guy from Kenya, and all his relatives have mobile phones back in Kenya. Everybody's got a mobile phone.
Perfect signals too, I assume.
Because the technology has gotten so inexpensive and so common – that everybody's quality of life is enhanced by having a mobile phone. They get their coffee prices over the phone, and so then they do business with coffee buyers that enrich our life here in the United States because everybody's quality of life is a little higher. So as everybody's quality of life gets higher, people are less motivated to become mass murderers. They're happier.
Technology can be a wonderful thing. All right, we have two things we need to do.
No, we're on
fast.
The radio.
I know, but in our final
that's electric.
In our final 2 minutes,
kids with their electricity,
right? With the great Bill Nye, I want to squeeze in one call because Marissa is a teacher and has been very patiently holding. She just
wants
to say hi.
How's it going?
Hi, Bill. You have no idea how excited I am to talk to you.
I'm getting a sense, but I'm happy to speak with you also, Marissa. Go on.
I just want to tell you thank you for your videos. My students love them. I always use them when I'm about to start a unit. There is no videos out there like it.
I love you, man, woman. I put my heart and soul into that thing.
I know, especially the videos at the end. They're so amazing.
Good. There was controversy about whether or not we should have music videos, and looking back, I'm glad we do.
All right, Marissa, I'm glad you got a chance to say hi to Mr.
Hi,
Knight.
Hi, Marissa, my best to your students. They're very fortunate to have you as a teacher. Turn it up loud.
Have a wonderful day. We love
what's the thing you love about your teacher or professor, your favorite teacher or professor? Their passion.
Their passion, yes. Mm-hmm.
Marissa
Absolutely.
Is passionate.
Yes,
I love like that.
And in school, you literally might have one teacher like that in 6 years, unfortunately.
Well,
but that person
can
change your life.
Yes, Mr. Lang, Mr. Morris.
Oh,
Bill,
Mr. Lang is
Rushka.
Bill Nye Saves the World, currently airing on Netflix, or streaming, I guess would be more appropriate. And Bill's latest book is called Lost in the Jungle, Jack and the Geniuses, available wherever books are sold. Before we go, 60 seconds with the great Bill Nye.
Yes.
All right. Quick question, quick answer. What were you like in high school?
The same, only more so.
What ingredients make the perfect pizza?
Spinach. Wheat, yeast, pecorino romano, salt and pepper, olive oil.
Have you ever had a weak moment where you said to yourself, science blows?
I've said to myself, algebra takes practice.
Okay. It's not the same? You're a Seattle Seahawks fan, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just hand the ball to Marshawn?
Oh, man.
All right.
So the guy got carried away with college football style. I get it. But these are professional athletes, superhumans. Give the guy the ball and we're done. But it's only a game.
All right, let me get this question in. While watching Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix, did I or did I not see a guy doing sleight of hand card tricks for a monkey?
Yeah.
I did see that.
Yes.
Okay, cats or dogs?
Oh, you need both, but I mean my friends are dogs.
What's up?
Because I can talk with them.
Because you can talk to dogs and they don't talk back?
No, they're expressive.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to put that in the win column for dogs.
Really, my My only friends are dogs.
Oh, Bill.
Things just got sad.
No, they got wistful.
Thank you, sir. Hope we see you again soon, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, thanks, you guys. Carry on. Let's go out there, everyone, and dare I say it. Save the world! Save the world!
Peter Miller from Rancho Cucamonga just got tickets for Cal Jam 18. Don't forget, tickets on go on sale for that tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, that's going to be such an amazing show. What an amazing lineup. Foo Fighters headlining again this year. Can't wait. Next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, got a couple of things to look forward to. We'll go to Las Vegas, talk to R.J. Bell about the spread of gambling thanks to the Supreme Court decision this week and what that means for us in California specifically. Plus, Kevin, we're going to give away some more tickets for Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yes, we are.
As you know, it's in theaters everywhere on the 25th. You can see it on the 22nd at the Edwards Irvine Spectrum. What are we going to be looking for this time around?
Well, we find it funny when we force our listeners to rap. So what we're going to do is Yo Solo Raps. And you have to write a rap song. It can be an original. It can be a parody. Okay. And tell us why you need to be at the screening. And we're going to do that just after 8:30. We're going to do that. So start writing them out.
All right. I love it. So that's coming up next half hour. Get going on that. It's 7:55 Wednesday morning. Allie, what's happening?
I'm watching something in another studio, you guys.
Yeah.
It appears we have a bunch of food being brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I'm pretty sure it's ribs.
All right.
What? How great is today?
She's not easily distracted, B.
I think she's celebrating because she's made peace with Bill Nye.
We hugged it out.
You hugged it out.
And he whispered in my ear, "You're right."
He didn't say that.
No. He did.
He didn't say that at all.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it.
Sort of the other way around.
But totally what happened. Mm. Do you guys remember when Frances Bean Cobain, she first announced that she was getting a divorce with her husband, Isaiah Silva? And one of the bones of contention was the 1959 Martin acoustic guitar that her father, of course, the late Nirvana lead singer Kurt Cobain, played on MTV's Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Oh, no, you gave it to me as a gift." She's like, "Why would I ever give you my father's guitar as a gift? That's absolutely insane." This, to me, is heartbreaking news.
Mm.
The divorce is settled, and she just wants him out of her life. So she gave him the guitar.
Oh, that sucks.
That's so sad to me that she had to just comply and say, "Okay, you know what? Here, if this is going to make you go away quicker and I can move on and be happy, just take it." What are you doing, dude?
That guy's a dick.
That's real bad karma on that guitar now, right?
Is he forbidden from selling it or anything like that? Were there any kind of restrictions put on his ownership of it?
It doesn't say, but ugh.
Because that should
She just gave it to him. I assume it's his to do with what he wants.
Right.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like it either.
It should be either with Francis, with Courtney, or in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's the only places it should be.
Absolutely. It broke my heart when I read that this morning. Also, so sad, Marvel Comics head Stan Lee has filed a $1 billion lawsuit against POW Entertainment for stealing his name and likeness. He claims the company and two of its officers, CEO Shane Duffy and Gil Champion, conspired to steal his identity, name, and likeness in a nefarious scheme which involved a sham sale to a Chinese company. He says he was going through his wife's fatal illness. He wasn't in the right state of mind. He has advanced case of macular degeneration. He's rendered legally blind. So he said he couldn't even see what he was signing.
Oh,
and
that's sad.
He said they could either have forged his name or lifted his signature from another document. He just doesn't know.
There seems to be a lot of elder abuse going on in Stan Lee's life right now.
Right, but then he'll come out and say, "No, there isn't."
Well,
right.
He'll come out and say specifically not the people that people are saying are doing it.
Oh, I see. Somebody else.
But then other people are saying, no, they're the ones that are recording this right now. They've got him. Mm. So there's a lot of allegedlys thrown around in this whole case.
Just I don't like it.
A bad situation. Bad situation altogether. Let's wrap it up with a little royal update, shall we?
Nope.
All right, well, just going to do it.
Or go ahead.
So Meghan Markle, we all know her father said, "I can't come to the wedding." And it was all because he felt so much shame about basically taking faked pictures for a tabloid story, getting, you know, money out of that. And then he said, "Oh, and I also had a heart attack last week." Yesterday, he came back out and said, no, I want to come.
but I have to have heart surgery again.
Can you put the wedding off?
Can you just... No, he didn't say that. Oh. But he is undergoing a stent procedure about half an hour ago is when it started to repair damage caused by last week's heart attack. And finally, Kensington Palace has put out a statement. They've been very quiet during this. They called it a deeply personal moment for Miss Markle in the days before her wedding. And they are asking for understanding and respect to be extended to Miss Markle in this difficult situation. I can't even imagine how crap this whole thing is for her, let alone the royals. Who cares about them and their what they need? But
yeah,
it's her dad.
This is her father, and you know, this is her second of who knows how many marriages. But it's still important for him to be there.
Yes, yes.
You should see most of her marriages, right?
I swear to God. But
if he's having surgery, can he get there in time?
Oh, no.
No.
You can't have
way.
Heart surgery on a Wednesday and be at a wedding on a Saturday in Britain. No.
Well, when
no.
you say it like that.
Yeah.
It does sound dumb.
And by the way, Mexican surgery, too. I mean, who knows what's going to be involved down there.
All
what's
right,
wrong
Bean.
With you?
Wow.
I'm just saying. You don't know, man.
But we do know that tennis star Serena Williams will be in the audience for Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's wedding this Saturday. She apparently pulled out of the Madrid Open in order to do more rebuilding following the birth of her daughter. I don't like the way that that is worded.
What does that mean?
I guess, back in tip-top shape. But we could not say rebuilding, because then you say the birth of her daughter, it makes you think of hoo-has. Just me?
I mean, so far, yes.
Okay. She's still on track to make her comeback, though, later this month in the French Open. So, I do love that Serena Williams is going to be sitting there at the wedding. I mean, no dad, but Serena.
Maybe she could walk him down the aisle. Walk her down the aisle. Never mind, back to you.
Birthdays for you. Megan Fox, Janet Jackson, Pierce Brosnan, David Boreanaz, Danny Trejo, Tori Spelling, Chris Novoselic, and Wee Man. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock.
About 50 minutes away from you rapping to win your way into Solo, a Star Wars Story. We want your rap. It can be an original or it can be a parody. In about 15 minutes about the characters, about you going to the film, about your love for Han Solo, whatever it is. That's coming up on K-Rock. First, though, look who's on the line. Hit it, Steve.
Because he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell.
RJ Bell is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press, and the co-host of the RJ Bell's Dream Preview podcast, available everywhere. How are you, sir? How's Las Vegas today?
Awesome. Excited about the sports betting stuff. And let's be honest, what I say from here doesn't matter. We got to play the song.
Right?
Half the audience is happy.
Agreed. Right? So. Hey, real quick, before we get into the main topic, I just have to ask, is most of the money going Oakland's way right now, or Boston, or Cleveland, or who are the people liking on the Strip?
Well, certainly with in the basketball with Golden State. I mean, you know, what happens is, and we talk about this during the NFL season each week, people have a narrative in their mind. When they hear something when they see something different than that narrative, they're skeptical of it. But when they see something aligned with their narrative, it's like, oh, yeah, there's the truth. Well, they thought Golden State's been waiting to turn it on, and lo and behold, when they have looked dominant in game one, everyone's just kind of nodding and saying, yep, that's what the truth is.
Right.
And I think Golden State is mighty good. I don't think they're as good as they looked maybe in game one. Now, in the other series, Boston, with all those injuries, the fact that LeBron is down 0-2, man, game three is a true must-win for the Cavs. And even though they're down 0-2, they're favored by 6.5 points in game three in Cleveland.
Interesting. All right, very exciting stuff. RJ, we couldn't help but think of you earlier in the week when we saw the news from the Supreme Court that I think surprised some people, that there's no constitutional reason to not let states make their own decisions on whether to have gambling in their state. I can't imagine this is something that was greeted as good news for you in Las Vegas.
Oh, no, it very much has been good news.
Is that right?
Oh. Because here's the theory. If you're the best at what you do, you want as many people as possible to have access to that, right? And to me, it's almost like imagine if K-Rock didn't have near the broadcast ability. You could only hear it within 5 miles of the studio.
That's basically true, but go ahead.
But the more chance people have to listen, the more people it's going to listen. So I don't, you know, individual companies in Vegas may struggle because the competition isn't good for them. But over the next couple years, and as soon as a few weeks it's going to start, there's going to be more and more sports betting across the United States, which is legal. And my guess is California is going to be in the mix, I think, within a year, within 1 year.
RJ, wow. On your site it says that $4.8 billion are bet annually in Nevada, but 30 times that is bet illegally.
Across the country.
Across the country, right.
No doubt about it. And that 30 times is a conservative estimate. But think about it. It's been since 1992 that this law was in effect. Now, it is kind of ironic to say, well, wait a minute. It's been unconstitutional for 26 years, but we're just hearing about it. But the fact is, it hasn't stopped people. Obviously, it hasn't been legal in California, but we've done our segment for 4 years. Why? Because a lot of people are betting right now in California.
Right. But here's the question, and why I asked it the way I did about Las Vegas is, why would our listeners drive to Las Vegas, besides the entertainment aspect, obviously, to place a money bet down on a casino there when there could be one in downtown L.A. in 2 years?
You know, it is a great question. Here's the analogy. The brick-and-mortar casinos. So 50 years ago, Vegas was the only place you could bet in a casino.
Right.
Then as time passed, the Indian casinos, the riverboat casinos, the various other ways that you can play the casino games. Was that instead of Vegas? No, it became a feeder system for Vegas. Where imagine in Kansas City, we'll just pick a random Midwestern city.
Okay.
All of a sudden now the husband's been saying, hey, let's go to Vegas for March Madness. And the wife is saying, no, forget that. Finally, there's a casino in Kansas City. She gets a taste for video poker. Next year, hey, what about March Madness in Vegas? Oh, yeah, baby, let's go.
First taste is always free.
I just heard RJ Bell say, oh, yeah, baby, by the way.
That happened.
RJ, explain this to me. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, very rich man, says after this announcement, the value of all pro sports teams just doubled. Why are the Yankees worth more? Because now we can legally bet on them in more states.
Yeah, that's a bold statement. And Cuban, I think, has been innovative and far seeing when it comes to the potential gambling. I think there's two main reasons. One is residual interest. When do people engage with a sport? Is when they care about the outcome of the game. If you don't bet, if you don't enjoy daily fantasy, when do you care about the outcome of the game? You're either an aficionado of the sport and you just want to watch every game, but we know that's a small group, or you're a fan of the sport, or a specific team. So it's like, okay, I like the Rams, but it's the Steelers. I don't really care about this. If you put $20 on it, all of a sudden you really care about it.
Agreed.
Right? And number two is, and here this is going to blow your mind, because Europe is so far ahead of the United States in this area, but we can look at them to see where things are headed. Imagine the following. On your smart television, in the right column, it's got your account name, the game's on the left, and it says, will LeBron make the next two free throws? Even money, yes. Minus 120, no.
Really? That instantaneously?
It's going to be in-game, whereas anytime there's a stoppage in play, literally a possession starts for the Rams, and it's going to be, will they score a touchdown on this possession? And the partnership will be between the bookmaker, the leagues, and the TV networks. When that happens, and I think that's 3 to 5 years out, there's billions to be made.
Wow. That's amazing. And do you anticipate, I know we're almost out of time here, RJ, but do you anticipate the same for UFC, for golf, for tennis, for cornhole, for everything?
UFC is an example where they're based in Vegas. They've really embraced the gambling side of it, where they'll talk about it during the broadcast and such.
Yeah, true.
And if you talk to Dana White, he'll say that his embracing, UFC's embracing of Vegas has been one of the drivers of their success. So I think the non-major sports, there's even more growth opportunity if there's a gambling interest.
So fascinating. I can't wait to see how it unfolds. All right, very last question. Do you think, aside from Utah, there are any other states who will rally against having legalized gambling in their own state.
I don't know about rally against it, because remember, all this Supreme Court ruling does is give the states the right,
right,
to decide they want to start. The over-under estimate 5 years from today, how many states will have gambling, is 32. So by that simple math, there's going to be a majority that has it most likely, but more than a few that don't.
Great stuff. RJ Bell is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. And don't miss his outstanding podcast, RJ Bell's Dream Preview, on iTunes. The site is pregame.com. RJ, we missed you. Thanks for jumping on the Kevin and Bean Show today.
Hey, football's not that far away. Thanks, guys.
Right, thank you. 'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. And we have a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced IMAX screening of Lucasfilm's Solo, A Star Wars Story, at the Edwards Irvine Spectrum, May 22nd.
I can't wait.
Right?
So excited. May 22nd. See it ahead of everybody. You can spoil it for everyone you know before it even opens.
You could write a rap, Bean.
It's amazing. Hey, we're looking for you to rap this time around. You know how it works here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We love to hear our listeners rapping. It can be an original. It could be a parody. It could be all about you and your love for the franchise, you and your need to be there. You can call right now. We'll have to put you on hold for a couple of minutes while we take care of some very pressing business. But someone listening right now is going to rap for us and win tickets to see the Star Wars movie. 1-800-520-1067. All right, getting to the thing now. Allie, I have a question for you. I want to know how Yanny versus Laurel played out in your timeline yesterday. Kevin, you're aware of the controversy, the new controversy that's ripping the nation apart?
I know nothing of those two words.
Oh. Okay.
This is, you remember Kevin, a couple years ago, the dress. Everybody was looking at the dress.
Oh, sure.
Blue dress.
Blue or purple or whatever.
White or whatever
Stripe.
It was, yeah. This is would you say this is the biggest controversy online since then, Allie?
For sure. 100%.
Okay, so how did it play out in real time for you?
Well, for me, I was like, who's this Yanny? Why are people, what? And Laurel, I was thinking, oh, how to get away with murder. Maybe it's a new, like, it's new on ABC.
Right.
Maybe they're coming back mm-hmm. with something mm-hmm. big with Laurel's plot line. And then I thought, no one cares about Laurel as much as me. And then I looked into it, and it's just a quick little video. You press mm-hmm. it. Do you hear Yanny or do you hear Laurel? And I clicked
what?
It, and I'm like, well, obviously you hear Yanny. What's wrong with you people? And then people were like, no, it's Laurel. What is wrong with you?
Those are very different sounds.
Yes, they are. And then people started fighting. And I will tell you, I woke up this morning and I heard something else.
What? Oh, no.
Yes, I was Team Yanny, 100%. Woke up this morning, clicked on it. And I'm like, oh, now it's Laurel.
Whoa.
What's happening?
That's like, here's another great analogy, Kevin.
All right.
That's like you're fighting for the South, and one morning you just wake up and switch uniforms, and now you're fighting for the North.
Right?
Ladies exactly
gentlemen,
it.
The Civil War.
That's a good
yes.
call.
Well,
I have it if you want. Can I play it, and then we can just decide?
Yeah, you decide.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Laurel.
Well, that's Yanny.
Laurel.
Okay.
That's Yanny.
That's 100% Laurel.
It's only Laurel.
Are you
Laurel.
Kidding? That's all Yanny
it's
right
Laurel
there.
It's Laurel alone.
There's no Yanny at all.
It's not even a mixture.
Play it again.
All right.
Laurel. Laurel.
Yanny.
Yeah.
Yanny.
No. It's all Laurel.
Is this
that's
a joke?
That's all Yanny.
Is this all a joke?
I thought it was a joke because I thought the Laurel people were all on an email chain like, let's F with all these Yannies.
And the Yanny people were like, the Laurel people were like, oh, the only reason you hear Yanny is because you're just trying to get attention. That's what they were saying.
That's Yanny right there.
Let's try and hear Yanny. Let's play it again.
Okay.
Let's listen and try our
you
best.
You mean when it says Yanny?
Yeah, let's try and hear
Yanny.
That. Sure.
Laurel. Laurel.
Are you kidding?
There's no Y, there's no N, there are no letters whatsoever that could make that anything other than Laurel.
Literally saying Yanny.
It's no. 90...
Is that helpful?
It's 101% Laurel. There's not
okay.
even. There's
Does
not
anyone
even a hint.
Else in here think it says Yanny?
There's not even a hint of Yanny.
Dave, I will say the first time I listened to it yesterday, I did hear Yanny.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, when I replayed it again, I heard Laurel.
What's
and now
happening?
I can hear nothing but Laurel.
Okay. Dave, Christine, Ruben.
Yanny.
What?
Yanny.
Oh, I'm on the wrong side.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of history. Yeah.
You got Dave on your side. You
what
want to reconsider?
Mugs and Ruben.
Dude, I hear Laurel so hard, I don't even know what to say.
Right, it's an absurd thing.
Well, because it is, Laurel, because that's the only right
it's
answer.
Anyone who
doesn't hear Laurel is deaf. Maybe you've had too many birds in your neighborhood, yeah, Allie, and you've gone deaf.
True.
I don't know. Well,
was that dress thing when everybody was seeing different things, was that a colorblind issue?
No.
Like, was there an explanation why some people thought one way and some the other?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was.
But that dress was gold and white. We can all agree on that.
I don't care about that dress. But I'm just saying, I wonder how this works.
I would not have brought this up to split the nation further. The last thing we need is more division. The reason I brought it up today is to tell you the reason why some people hear Yanny and some people hear Laurel.
Oh, you have the answer.
We're both right.
Okay.
But who's more right?
We're both right. It all depends on your hearing and the frequency of your hearing. If you have more upper range hearing, if you can hear things at a higher frequency, you, for instance, Allie, mm-hmm, than Kevin and Bean do, you're going to hear Yanny.
Okay.
But if what the scientists have done is they've gone and they've started changing, you know, like with a fader, they've tried to, you know, they've started moving the bass and moving the treble and everything, mm-hmm, like that. It's just a quality of the recording, and you hear it exactly the way you hear it based on what's available to you to hear in your ears. And
are they out of science problems?
And we hear everything that we're able to hear. So, for instance, here we go. I got a clip to play here too.
Right.
The people who hear it have more sensitive hearing in those far upper ranges, the Yanny people, okay, than the people who hear Laurel. To illustrate this, this is on spin.com if you want to play along at home. We slightly pitched down the original clip by about a minor third for any interested musicians, which is enough to bring the Yanny frequencies down to the audible range for all the Laurel people on the staff.
Right.
So here's what it sounds like just pitched down. This is the exact same clip. They've just tweaked it a little bit. All right?
Yanny.
Still Yanny.
It is Yanny.
Yeah, it's 100% Yanny.
Oh, okay.
Now,
we all hear you, but that's the exact same clip. They've just fiddled with the bass and the treble.
How
okay?
do you know, B?
Well, because that's what the thing is about.
Fake news.
All right, so here is the other way. This is turning down the treble and turning up the bass. And Allie, this should be your opportunity to hear Laurel, okay? Because now they've tweaked it to the specifications of your hearing.
Laurel.
Are you hearing Laurel now?
Yeah, absolutely, Laurel.
Same clip.
Different freak.
Well,
doubt it. Agree to disagree.
But it's true, though. It's the same clip, and they've just adjusted the frequencies based on how much we can hear.
It's not true.
So it also adds, don't worry too much about the state of your hearing if you're a Laurel person, like most of us are. Variations in high-frequency perception are normal between person to person. Women, in general, are better at it than men.
That's true of everything.
But it tapers off with age in all people. So there you go. So mystery solved, you guys. It's not one or the other. It's both based on the high-frequency hearing that you can do with your own ears.
So it's Laurel.
It's Yanny.
It's both.
Laurel.
So who feels better now?
I'm confused.
Mystery solved.
Okay.
We're
right.
Bringing people together. Did you ever wonder how Han Solo met Chewbacca and Lando Calrissian too? You can find out in Solo, A Star Wars Story. It's going to be opening up everywhere on May 25th. We have tickets to a K-Rock advance screening on the 22nd at the Edwards Irvine Spectrum. This one's called what, Kevin?
Yo Solo Raps.
This is Solo Raps. Yeah, that's where it's at. Come on, come all. Just don't be whack.
Yeah.
Make sure your flow is nice and tight. See the Millennium Falcon. Take flight. So spit and run. Solo, do it up like you know. So come on down and battle. You could be the one. Now step up to the mic. Let's have some fun. Yo, Solo Raps.
Now, if Omar were a contestant, would he win tickets for that rap or no?
No, sir. He would not.
I don't think so either. All right. Let's try Rob, line two, please. Rob is in Huntington Beach. He's our first contestant for Yo, Solo Raps. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. What do you got for us? An original, a parody?
Young lady. Original.
All right. Go ahead.
Ebony and Ivory, it ain't a Wookiee like Chewie, but Solo come out the box looking like Jamie Foxx. But he ain't alone. There's this dude, Suave the Debonair, super cool. Lando's his name, and he can fly just like American Airlines. Chewbacca, Kira, Lando, Solo? Man, he ain't no Cholo.
All right, then.
Sounds like some work went into that.
It does. strangely. Thank you for the call. Line three is Monterey Park, and we say hi to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The bar is low, my friend. What are you going to rap for us here?
I'm going to try my best. It's an original.
All right.
All right, ready. All right. So Han Solo is the man. Han Solo is the man. So sit right back and listen up, because I'm only going to say it once. Let's rewind back way back before Han shot first. I want to tell you how this space cowboy got to come to be. We get to see his origin and wait to see this movie. Wait, Chewbacca is 190 years old. Oh, wait. Oh, who cares? He still looks good. It's going to be awesome. Childish Gambino is
okay. All right, okay. I think we got to adjust to that.
Who knew how good Rob was, huh?
Right, exactly. That was if the Grandmaster Flash were all old white Jewish guys. All right. Thank you for that, I guess. Stanton, Sabrina, line four, up next in the Kevin Beach Show. By the way, Ali, just before we move on here, he said that Han shot first. Your thoughts on that?
I mean,
what do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
He did.
All right. Not. Sabrina, hi. You're up next.
All right. Mine's short.
Yours is short. Good.
Okay. Excellent.
I'm stuck in traffic on the 57, listening to Bean and Kevin. I don't want a ticket, so keep it on the low. Only ticket I want is to go see Solo. And that's it.
Your Solo raps. All right. All right, you don't have to hang on, but we do appreciate your call very much. Thank you very much.
What's wrong with you, Bede?
Let's try Simi Valley line six, please. We're going to say hi to Drew. He's going to mix it up for us here.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, party people. It's a place to be. Rocking on the mic is Drew Down with W3G. Allie, you're hot. I'd like to go solo on that ass, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Very unclear.
I got to ask you guys. You're going to like it.
Okay.
Wait, have we started or not? I thought we were in the middle
of
it.
I'm not sure. I think he was just flowing.
Yeah, that was just his introduction. Just say it hi.
That was the beginning. Here's the finale.
Okay. Okay.
Yo, Solo. You know, give me those tickets so I can go. Maybe with Allie, show her a good time. Then after that, I'll walk that behind. Because I'm hung like Jabba, cool like Lando. If I get caught, my blaster just might go pop, pop, pop. Ring that old ass Emperor's clock. Give me those tickets, please. If you don't, I might get crazy, but I got mad love for Kevin and Bean. It's too damn rocking dusty.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
What do we do?
A lot of enthusiasm. You got to give it up for him for that anyway. He wasn't just walking through it.
He was hung like Jabba.
He did say that.
Give me some line eight, please. Maybe Al in Irvine. Maybe he's what we've been looking for. Hey, Al.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're also doing
Yo Solo Raps.
We've had Beans had it right. The bar is low.
Uh-huh.
What do you got for us, Al?
All right. I got a short one and an original. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
All right. Yo Solo Raps on Kevin and Bean. At the theaters where I'll be seen. We'll get my tickets from this show. This rap sucks. Yeah, I know, but I still want to go to the show that night. Please, KB. It'll feel so right. Wait till Chewie is in my sight. Stand up and yell.
All right. Redemption.
Okay. All right.
Put in an impression.
Al, we have to discuss. Hang on one second. You guys have a favorite? You want to do a drawing for a winner?
Everyone hold on. My favorite is Al.
Because
he did Chewy.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you guys?
Let's go to Al. Let's get back to Al.
Al's our man.
Let's make Al's day.
Congratulations, Al.
Yeah, what's up?
A pair of passes to the K-Rock Advance IMAX screening of Lucasfilm Solo, A Star Wars Story at the Edwards Irvine Spectrum, May 22nd. Thanks for playing Yo Solo Raps.
Yo Solo Raps!
Two great reasons for you to stick with us between 9 and 9:15. Check this out, you guys. Not only can you win a four-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm this Saturday, as our friend Megan Holiday broadcasts live from the park, but Clark Gregg from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be with us.
He's going to tell us everything about Friday night's season finale.
He doesn't ever tell us anything about anything.
Everything.
Every conversation with Clark Gregg is
tell
the
us
same.
Everything.
Hey, can you tell us about... Nope, can't say anything about that. Okay, thanks, guys.
He's going to live or die. Friday
yes,
night.
Yes, he is. Yeah, it is looking like things are potentially very bad for Agent Coulson. So we'll talk to Clark Gregg coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Wednesday morning, it's 8:55. Allie, what's happening?
A lot of meat.
What?
A lot of meat.
A lot of meat, okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of meat in my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I almost choked a little bit ago.
Yes.
Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster.
We have Lucille's Smokehouse Barbecue, you guys.
We do, and it's very good.
Did you get the brisket?
I got all of it.
Did you get the ribs?
One of each.
Did you get the nanner pudding?
Haven't gotten that yet, no.
Oh, I'm good. Man. Bean, I'm sorry that you can't enjoy this, mostly because you don't eat meat. But banana pudding, you could have that.
I do enjoy some banana pudding. I'm sorry, some nanner pudding.
Nanner pudding. It's real good. All right, I'm going to get most of that out of my teeth in just a bit. Hey, what is our cutoff on when we care about the lottery again? What does it need to be up to?
$300 million.
Oh.
For me, it's $250.
Okay, is $300 the cash value or what the drawing is valued at?
I think the drawing value at, right?
Okay, we're at $280 for Powerball.
It's getting all close. Right.
Okay, right. So you can walk away if you cash it out with $167 million cash.
I mean, okay. All right, but...
Okay, then I'm going to keep it updated from now
weeks.
On.
Okay.
Right. So, tonight's drawing valued at $280 million. All right, we're back.
All right.
Back on the lotto tip. You guys, the Music of Prince is going on tour with an orchestra. It's called For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince. It's going to feature a live band and singers who will perform Prince's music backed by classical musicians. They're also going to have videos, photos, everything provided by Prince's estate. And Questlove of the Roots is the one putting together the set list and the orchestral arrangements.
Prince Larry.
No, Prince, like Prince, the purple one.
What was his group? The New Power Generation or something like that?
Mm-hmm. That was one of them, yeah.
I'd like to see them play. They were great.
Wonderful. Yeah. I don't know who the singers are that are going to be performing here, but...
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Not sure if he'll be there spinning on the ones and twos.
But I thought that members of the Revolution at one point, since Prince's death, with Wendy and Lisa on board, had been doing some sort of a tribute tour where they were singing some of their songs.
Yeah, I thought so too. And they just did a big thing at Paisley Park a little bit ago. So
right.
I don't know.
Maybe both, you guys.
Maybe both. So far, only September dates are on sale and no L.A. date just yet. But fingers crossed. And the judge in the Bill Cosby case yesterday announced that his sentencing on his guilty verdict for Cosby will take place on September 24th and 25th. Cosby, of course, was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault last month, with the possibility of a maximum sentence of 10 years on each count. However, there have been rumors that the 80-year-old comic may be allowed to serve the sentences concurrently, which, yeah, just put him behind bars until he's 90. And by comic, I mean, yeah, he was that. But now he's kind of rapey. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got real worked up there.
They did,
they?
Yeah.
Slowly, though.
Yeah, it was slow build. I can't wait to find out tomorrow night, because it's Jersey Day, what happens on Jersey Shore. Omar, of course, is going to watch it. He'll let us know on Friday. But apparently, Ronnie and Jen, those are the two that have been brawling lately. They have a newborn daughter. She says stuff like, you can't make a hoe into a husband, and he says you can't make a coke whore into a wife,
or
it might be
beautiful.
Backwards. It's just a bad situation. Well, it turns out that their little daughter got sick over the weekend, and that might have brought them back together. They might be on a good path right now, you guys. Ronnie and Jen from Jersey Shore.
That could last for hours.
Hours, right? At least one episode.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Lovers.
Right. I think they're a little older, but not mentally. How would you like to own a piece of Strawberry Field forever?
You mean a patch of grass from the park in New York?
How about instead? Loudersound.com says the Salvation Army, which owns the property where John Lennon used to play with the kids at the orphanage, is selling original bricks from that building to raise money.
No.
How about this? The funds will go to build a facility that will help out young adults with learning disabilities.
Could we donate and not get a brick?
You could, and that would be very nice, okay. I'm sure. The bricks will be cleaned and put in numbered boxes with a hologram. It's creepy, right? I don't know what's going to happen.
You know what this is?
There.
It's a brick from the building. What building? Oh, the building where John Lennon? Yeah, but whatever. You know, the one.
Listen, there's a limit on how many bricks you can buy. You can buy up to 4 bricks at $101 each.
Not sure why it's 101. Hmm. But, no, Bean? I thought you were a...
I don't, no.
And all when right. the Beatles mm-hmm. arrived in America,
mm-hmm.
it really changed our lives. I mean, look, we grew hair when the Beatles were on television.
That's true.
We started bands. Uh-huh. Started dressing cooler.
There were no bands and no hair before the Beatles.
Right. Before all that happened, it was news about the Beatles. It was John F. Kennedy was really put everybody in a sad position.
He did do that.
And then the Beatles arrived and sort of changed everybody's lives, basically. What?
Didn't bring the president back to life, though, did it?
What a dick, though, JFK, right?
Putting us all in that bad situation.
Assassinated. Put us all in a bad position. We didn't have hair, first of all.
Things were going great, and then he was dumb enough to get shot.
It's that is a strange revisionist history going
quite
on there.
Quite the soundbite right there. Some birthdays for you. Pierce Brosnan, Janet Jackson. Thank you, Chip. Megan Fox, David Boreanaz, Danny Trejo, Tori Spelling, Chris Novoselic, and Jackass star Wee Man. That's what's happening.
Says Agent Coulson, make it Friday night past the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the question on everyone's mind, certainly, yes.
And then, is he in Captain Marvel?
Well,
I think we know that. We know he's in Captain Marvel.
But is it a flashback?
Oh, no.
Right?
I'm going to tell you, and I know that Clark is calling us right now. We'll get him on the line in a minute. I'm going to tell you that I know that the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. takes place in the same universe. In fact, this most recent episodes of Season 5 are taking place at the exact same time that the events of the latest Avengers movie are taking place. I am nowhere near smart enough to be able to map that out and keep track of who's doing what and how it interacts with everybody else. There's just no way. I just have to just sit back and just enjoy it on its own because I cannot put the pieces together.
I think that Thanos is the ultimate enemy of the entire Season 5 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He's the one responsible for all the space nonsense?
You think Thanos is the one?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because they go into the future
mm-hmm.
to then go back and make the world not blow up. And Thanos is the one that kind of destroys the world.
I mean, that actually makes sense to me. Like I said, I have a lot of trouble connecting the dots, but why don't you run that theory by your boyfriend and see what he says?
All right, let's give that a try. Hey, Clark.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Have you ever gotten a satisfactory or straight answer out of Clark Gregg, Kevin?
Nope.
Ever.
Nope. Not once. Clark, what happens Friday night?
Who's Thanos?
What?
Who's Thanos, he says.
Nice try, sir.
Oh, nicely played. So, Clark, is there a... All right, let me put it this way. Are there super, super smart, organized people somewhere who have little flashcards out on the floor or on the wall or whatever that connect everything in all the movies and the TV shows so that it all makes sense and lines up just right?
No.
Do you think they're making it up as they go along?
He's just being a contrarian.
Honestly, yes. There's nothing that goes down on our show that they don't clear, run by, connect, pre-discuss
mm-hmm.
with. There's a gnome. He's a Marvel gnome.
Okay.
And, his name is MODOK. And he sits there. He's just basically a brain in a jar, and he kind of controls all the story of all the stuff and how it intersects.
You okay, Clark?
I'm telling you, that's what it is. Edibles for breakfast? I don't know.
So let me ask you this then. As a guy who plays a character who has already very publicly and very famously died in the movies and then came back to life for years and years and years, it's no big deal for you if Friday night's episode, Agent Coulson dies again, right? That doesn't mean anything to you as an actor.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh. Or if... you wouldn't say that.
Because...
Oh, my God.
That's really... Come on now.
Yeah, let's unpack.
This is like an escape room. I didn't know we were doing escape room.
Is this what it's like for you, Clark, every time you go out on the street to walk your dog or you get on an airplane and sit next to a fan? Are you always being peppered with questions that you can't answer?
Sometimes, yes. An awful lot, I must say, within Marvel world. But mostly because I think,
you. I don't like to get spoiled.
Right.
I'm desperate to get in there and see Infinity War before anybody told me too much. And I wouldn't want to mess it up for anybody else. In this case, in terms of our finale tomorrow night, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
I thought it was Friday, no?
What's today?
Wait, I've got bad news for you, Clark.
Today's Wednesday. Yeah. I just want to make sure you get the right day. It's Friday night. Right. Today's Wednesday.
Hiatus. What a hiatus.
Or are you calling us from next Thursday? Is it possible you're in the future right now?
Or those edibles are really kicking in.
You just got that out of me. Yeah. There are some edibles that actually generate time travel.
Okay, so the finale is Friday night.
Your shows so far next week have been amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear there's a step up in quality. I didn't anticipate that. All right, so you were starting to say before we interrupted you, so the show Friday night, go ahead.
Kevin, you have a big tirade on Monday that I would think twice about before you do it.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay, now that's a hit.
That's pretty much every day, though. Isn't it every day?
I enjoy it, but you lose your FCC license. It's a whole thing. So think about it.
Okay. All right, I'll make a note.
Okay.
So what can you tell us?
What can I tell you? I can tell you that...
Here's what I can tell you. Season 6.
Yes.
Season 6, we just got picked up for it.
Right?
At least the show has been picked up for a beautiful 15
episode. Look at how he did that.
Wow.
Look
how are you
going
to come at us like that? Was that a surprise to you and the cast here in the world of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, where you never know what the hell is going on with shows being renewed? Were you guys expecting to be renewed? Was it a surprise, or was it something you thought all along would happen?
We don't take anything for granted. They kind of throw us around various time slots. They called the one we put us in last year, Friday night, the death slot. So you don't get put into the death slot and feel super cocky about your future chances. But we have, as the writers put a line in, a relatively small but passionate fan base. And they're very vocal, and we love them a lot. And ABC apparently listens to them because for a while now I've known that they were trying to put together at least, there's no limit on that. I just know that they're trying to shift it to a 13-episode thing. I think that airs next summer.
When you say Friday is the death slot, are you talking about this Friday?
Oh, God.
For me, it might be.
That's my question.
Okay.
Clark, when do you go back to shoot season 6?
I know the show starts production.
Damn it, I thought I had him.
I've been doing this for 10 years.
We're trying to ask the same question 15 different ways. All right.
Plus, he's an agent, you guys.
You're right.
We can't pull anything by him.
They really set up a thing. It's run through most of the scene where Coulson had this secret, which was in order to save the day from the super-powered LMD, Ada, last year, who was killing people left and right.
Right.
He had to become Ghost Rider with the flaming skull and everything, which for Clark was a bit of a thrill. But it chewed through whatever Kree revitalizing serum had brought him back to life. And it doesn't. He's not in good shape, and they've set up a choice where there's enough of this Centipede serum, which is a throwback to our season one. There's enough of the special serum to either save him or save the world.
I love that. I love that there's just enough to save one person or the entire world.
I mean, really, get over yourself.
The science division on my team, like, dude, could you make a little more?
right, exactly. We're talking to our friend actor Clark Gregg here on the Kevin and Bean Show from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which airs this Friday night at 9 on ABC, season finale for season 5. All right, before we let you go, Clark, is there anything that you can tell us about Captain Marvel?
What's that? No. Marvel,
your next movie.
Now in Los Angeles with the incredible cast, Brie Larson, Sam Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Jude Law. Annette Bening. It's just an incredible cast.
And wow. What's it like being on the set for that?
Well, he's in it. That's not a secret, Kevin. We know he's in it. Yes.
He just high-fived himself.
And is it true, last question for me, sir, is it true that they are figuring out a way to make you look like you looked in the 90s? Because the movie is set back then.
The movie is set in the 90s?
That's what I understand, yes.
I don't know if they'll do it, but I certainly, they gave me some extra money to go to the gym.
Okay.
I also said, look, dude. There's no gym that will make me look like I looked 20 years ago. And I know that you have this technology because you did it so beautifully with Kurt Russell in Guardians 2. So I have a few dots on my face every once in a while, which makes me think they might be giving me some love.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
I have a question. Just one last thing. If you were to perish on Friday, do you at least get a makeout? Are we at least going to see, like, lip-to-lip kiss? No shield-to-shield BS?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw last week.
Yeah, there was...
But there was a superhuman lip lock that seemed on the internet.
There was lip
last
week?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was the shield one.
Lippage.
It was behind a shield.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's behind the shield, but
yeah,
no
shield. I want lip on lip serious action.
It was lip on lip.
It was lip on lip.
Lip on lip. You were looking from the wrong side of the shield.
Oh my God.
We're the most confused people on the planet.
I was there. My tonsils almost got spot welded together. It was incredible.
All right. That took a turn. I liked it. Okay.
All
my
right.
bad.
Well, keep it coming, Clark. I think that's what we're saying. Marvel's Agents of Porn, Friday nights at 9 on ABC. You are a national treasure, Clark, and we really appreciate you jumping on the show and, as usual, revealing nothing. Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We appreciate it.
You'll get my clothes off. I don't know.
What? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
You miss your birds?
No.
Looking forward to getting out of here and going home and hanging out with your birds?
I don't miss them at all.
It's really the only place where she's away from them.
Allie's just looking for things she can do around the station.
Right?
Like, hey, do you need me to do some dishes?
Just don't make
me go home.
Clean out that trash for you guys. No, let me do it.
Allie's been infested in her neighborhood. She's been complaining about it for a couple of weeks.
I'm very confused, though, because some people are saying it's mating season, so maybe it's just like a small window right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But then other people are saying, no, no, I'm picking up that bird. Those are babies. You're in for it.
Oh, dude.
So I don't know.
One of you is going to have to move.
Yeah. I need to have like a birdologist out.
Have a birdologist out. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the answer.
All right.
9:41, Wednesday morning. Time for a final look at what's happening.
Well, we all are very sad about certain shows that have been given the axe. But then there's certain shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine that's back.
Right.
Fox got rid of it. NBC swooped in, picked it up. We were bummed when we heard about Kiefer Sutherland's show, Designated Survivor, axed after two seasons there on ABC. Well, now Deadline is saying that Netflix is in talks to pick it up. However, that could potentially be a problem since Hulu has the streaming video on demand rights for the first two seasons. So don't know how that would all work out.
Okay.
And I read yesterday on The Hollywood Reporter that in just two seasons, the show had four showrunners. So if it went to a third season, they would be on their fifth showrunner. That's
doesn't seem great.
That doesn't seem great. And that's why the head of ABC in a call yesterday, she had said, we weren't really sure of the direction of the show because of all these changes in the showrunner. So,
if you watch that show religiously, you notice that it really took some hard lefts and hard rights, and you didn't see stuff coming. It's like, what's happening? There was no plan from the beginning for this.
And not in a good, like,
how
to get away
way.
With murder.
Right.
I didn't see that coming. You know, that makes no sense to the whole show
type
of thing.
Correct.
I mean, did you have to kill the first lady?
Right.
I'm just saying. Was that necessary?
Right.
Really upset my heart. Alec Baldwin. He'll be anchoring a celebrity interview show Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on ABC beginning this fall. It's the Alec Baldwin Show. It's an offshoot of his podcast called Here's the Thing, which Bean listens to religiously, we found out this morning. And his first of four shows have taped, and so far they have featured Jerry Seinfeld and Kate McKinnon.
All right.
I think there'll always be a television network that's willing to put a talk show on the air because they're pretty inexpensive.
Right. Yeah, you need a desk.
Yeah, a couple of people.
Plus, he's a star already, so right. Maybe that helps. You know. Yeah.
You guys still keeping up with David Letterman's interview series on Netflix?
I have not watched it since Jay-Z.
Okay.
Same.
How many is that?
I think you've missed maybe one or two is all. Okay. But Tina Fey is the most recent one. It's very entertaining.
And I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I will watch that.
She's great.
Here's the thing with Netflix. There's so much on there. And unless you have something on your watch list, you just kind of forget to go back and watch something else. So,
yep, absolutely.
Whoever came up with that watch list on Netflix, kudos. Kudos, ma'am or sir. Chris Cornell's widow has announced a public vigil to mark the first anniversary of his death. And she tweeted out just lovely words saying, "Chris was loved so much by so many. The children and I are so grateful for all of you for being by our side throughout all of this. Your love has created a close-knit community, more like a family to grieve with, to provide support, and to help us heal. We could not have gotten through these last 12 months without you." So she is going to have a public vigil this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery for people to come together, day of prayer, remember, and pay respects. So that's
nice.
Very vulnerable and kind for someone to do.
Well, yeah, it's nice of her to let strangers into her mourning process.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't even imagine what that would be like when someone passes that was so famous and had such a fan base like his or Chester's. The reminders are probably every single minute, let alone for us regular people like they are. So that's incredibly, incredibly kind of hers. This is we need to stop on Instagram and sharing so much, can we?
Huh?
Do you remember Kendra Wilkinson? We had talked about how she was heartbroken over her marriage was falling apart with the ex-NFL star Hank Baskett.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just sobbing on Instagram and saying, "I tried everything. I tried to make it work." And I was like, "Hey,
keep that to yourself.
Hey, any friends? Maybe have her pull back a little from Instagram." Well, now she's on there saying that my heart is broken, but I have needs. how long, basically, before you dip your toe in the dating pool after a divorce? Do we need to source that with strangers on Instagram?
I mean, for some reason, it seems like she does.
Oh, dear. And
oh, my, Kendra, you do have a terrific vagina.
Okay, well, I mean, then get it out there. Put some work in. You know what I'm saying? But just that's don't make her laugh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's gonna stop some people and their interest in her terrific vagina.
And the thing with Instagram, too, when celebrities unfollow each other, you know they're in a fight or something's going on. We had heard that Ariana Grande and Mac Miller had a very amicable breakup, but now we're all questioning it. Ariana Grande. Mm. They have unfollowed each other on Instagram, and I don't want to read into it. But then again, if I have a breakup, and I don't care how good it is, I don't want to see pictures of you having a good time. And
who's looking that closely at who people follow who don't?
It's crazy,
absurd.
Right? Listen, it was me.
You okay?
No,
that's
I just read it right here. Yeah, people are very serious about their celebrity relationships. Looking at you, Megan Mullally. Looking at you, Nick Offerman. Stay together for the kids. I'm your kid. Some birthdays for you. Megan Fox, Janet Jackson, Pierce Brosnan, David Boreanaz, Danny Trejo, Tori Spelling, Chris Novoselic, and Wee Man. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Riley, the SoCal Helpful Honda dealer. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, comedian Brad Williams joins us. We've also got Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. They are the writers of Deadpool 2.
Oh, only that.
Very excited about that. Bean makes his guess, and Dr. Drew on the program as well.